This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the vice president has been here a number of times, showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrat strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table in the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth area commuters may see some detours and delays on Monday due to a full shutdown of the Blatnik Bridge. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the entire bridge will be closed from 6 a.m. on Monday to 6 a.m. on Tuesday. Department of Transportation crews say they're working on connecting the last bypass section between the Blatnik Bridge and the Twin Ports Interchange project. Transportation officials hope they'll be able to open I-535 back up this fall with ramps to southbound Garfield Avenue. A popular park in Duluth held a celebration of art this weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, art in Bayfront Park took place on Saturday and Sunday, giving artists from across the region an opportunity to share their work with the community and connect with potential customers. Over 150 artists were invited to take part in the event. The event also featured the Twin Ports Music Festival during the celebration. The art on display featured a variety of mediums, from painting to jewelry to ceramics and more. A Duluth man has been sentenced to over 30 years in prison for a murder that happened about 1 year ago. 22-year-old Sanusi Bangora was charged with a variety of crimes relating to the 2023 shooting death of 19-year-old Paris Caden Allen. He was charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder, aiding and abetting second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon, and drive-by shooting. The other man involved in the incident, Brandon Williams Gillard, was sentenced to 40 years in prison earlier this year on the same charges. A new adventure center has officially opened in the Mount Telemark Village in Cable. According to a Northern News Now report, the new 12,000-square-foot facility will serve as a gateway to various outdoor activities and features 10 hotel rooms, trek bikes, and a backroads coffee. Officials say over 2,000 different donors helped the organization raise over $8 million for the Mount Telemark Village Revival Project, and the organization is still trying to raise over $10 million to continue adding to their new facility. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a scam involving the cloning of their main office line. According to the Sheriff's Office, recipients of the scam calls say they received calls from the office's main number claiming they missed a court date and a warrant had been issued for their arrest. The scammers then ask for payment to clear the warrant. The Sheriff's Office is reminding everyone that they will never contact residents to request payment over the phone. Anyone who receives the scam call should report it. Some Bayfield residents are speaking out against a proposed cell tower in the area. According to a Northern News Now report, developers have submitted plans to build a nearly 300-foot cell tower that local residents worry could affect their property values and cause light pollution in the nearby Apostle Islands. Critics of the proposed cell tower claim they haven't been given enough of an opportunity to offer their input on the plans. Documents submitted to Bayfield County indicate the tower would carry Verizon service. Chester Bowl's Tom Storm Chalet in Duluth could receive some serious state funding for their planned renovations. According to a Northern News Now report, officials announced Thursday that the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources has recommended that Chester Bowl receive an additional $2.3 million from the state to go towards improvements. The recommendation must still receive approval from state lawmakers, and if approved, construction on the renovations could begin in the spring of 2026. FEMA has opened an in-person disaster recovery center in St. Louis County to assist residents who suffered damage during severe storms over the summer. According to a WDIO report, the disaster recovery center will be located in the county's public works facility in Virginia, and staff will be able to help residents apply for federal disaster assistance, answer questions, and connect them with other types of help. Federal assistance is available to residents to cover things like temporary housing and home repairs. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him and his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, although there will be a little smoky haze from some of those wildfires here this afternoon. Our high right around 80. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.